Good morning, George Watkins here. Thank you for stopping by on this wonderful Tuesday. Tuesday's a beautiful day of the week because it's after Monday and before Wednesday. And besides that, we've got the week ahead of us to have some wonderful experiences in and to enjoy some good things from the Lord. Amen. Well, if you're new, haven't been here before, thank you for coming by and stay a while so you can see what we're all about. I believe you'll receive a blessing because we want to exhibit Jesus. We want to exhibit the Spirit of God, the Father. We want to translate, well, maybe that's a big word for this morning, but we want to be able to make this complicated thing simple. I had an angel come to me a few years ago, and that was one of the main missions God sent him to me, was to make the complicated thing simple. Well, I am just geared up today for Psalms 23, a gateway, a doorway, an entrance into the things that God has. King David was an amazing figure in the construction and the ongoing progress of God's kingdom as it developed. And he was not only a king, he was a prophet. He prophesied. He saw things. When he wrote his Psalms, he was seeing into the future, into the things that God was going to do. Psalms 22 is what Jesus repeated or confessed or spoke out on the cross, and David saw that. David, no doubt, was there because that's how the spirit world works. You actually go somewhere. Don't just imagine or see, but God takes you anywhere he desires to take you. Amen. Well, we might have jumped off the deep end here too early, but I want to just get into some of these doorways into the prophetic. And listen, I'm going to read a little bit out of the Amplified. Listen to the language of the kingdom, but the language of his world, the world that you and I live in. Now, I know we mow the lawn and pay the rent and go to work in this physical structure we're in, but really we have been translated out of one kingdom of darkness, into the kingdom of light. And the more that we live in that kingdom with that umbilical cord connected to heaven and to Christ and into the Father and to the Holy Ghost, we receive the life of that kingdom, that world that we live in spiritually and emotionally. We're emotionally hooked in to faith. Faith is a realm. Faith is a place. Faith has an address. Now, we know it's Jesus, obviously, but you and I, if we're working and walking in this terra firma, and we go through trouble, I want you to go into the Psalms. Now, there's a number of them that are our favorites. For us, for me, Psalms 91 and Psalms 23 were like my brothers and sisters. I mean, we had them in the house all the time. We quoted the Psalms when we got in the car before we went anywhere. We would quote these Psalms: "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High," and so forth. Well, Psalms 23. Let's just take a little jump in here in the time we have. "The Lord is my shepherd, to feed, guide, and shield me, I shall not lack." Okay. In God's world, in the faith that we live in the place that we abide, which is rest, and it's in trust, it's in peace, there is no lack. Why? Because you and I'm not the supplier of my needs. He is. And if I really have my emotional faith cord, my spiritual faith cord plugged into that, I'm not going to be on this side of the curtain in this natural life worried. I'm not going to be frustrated. I'm not going to be concerned about the next meal or the next paycheck. Why? Now, doesn't mean I go to sleep on the couch and do nothing. There's things I do that are part of this human life we live. We go to work, we mow the lawn, we pick up the trash. That's our part of life. But God said he would supply all of our needs. So David, in this prophet mode he's in here, he's speaking of the kingdom of God, where you and I now abide. You and I are not Old Testament saints. We're not on the other side of the cross. And everything changed at the cross and the resurrection. There was a complete behold. He said, behold, all things become new. So don't be living Old Testament saints. I mean, there's tremendous lessons, teachings, principles, foundations that we know in the Old Testament that are eternal. They never change. But let's remember that when Christ came, he came and fulfilled all of the prophecies, all of the Old Testament structure, and he fulfilled Adam's purpose. The reason Adam came, he was the second Adam. And when he was on the cross and said, it is finished, he wasn't finished with death, resurrection, and ascension and to the Father, then coming back in the Holy Ghost. He wasn't finished with that. He was just finished with the Adamic trail he was on, where he fulfilled that second Adam. So there's no lack in this. Look at the second one, verse 2. He makes me lie down in fresh, tender, green pastures. Take a moment. Some of you can imagine this better than others. Take a moment. It's hay mowing time. I've been there 100 times at least. My dad had some acreage, and every summer we baled hay and buck bales. But we found a shade tree in the corner of the field on a hot summer day and found some grass and laid down in it. Nothing quite feels that safe and relaxing. Now, look at this again. He says, he makes me lie down in green, fresh pastures. I would give you a little practice this week. And it has to do with stepping in through one of these doorways I'm talking about. These are doorways or gateways into supply. There's no lack. And the second one is into green pastures and still waters. He says he makes me lie down in green pastures and leads me beside still waters and restful waters. So the high market for tranquilizers and medicine that calms the nerves is out of sight, and it is also in the church, which it shouldn't be. Now, not against medicine. I'm against the fact that medicine is a substitute for the Holy Spirit and some good green pasture time. I'm just going to direct you. If I was your coordinator today, I'd say, okay, go this way. Lay down in that green pasture over there. You can do it in your mind. You can do it in your imagination. You can do it in your spirit. Find your couch, lay down and see that green pasture. Put on a little music if you like, something without words, and just begin to think about God and repeat some of this psalm. Take a verse or two in this psalm and just begin to repeat it. I guarantee you, you'll come out of that session relaxed with a healing spirit on you, and there will be a different outcome for your day if you will take time to green pasture it. All right. Verse 3, he refreshes and restores my life. It's in that restful stretching out, God supplying my needs. I'm going to chill and I'm going to trust the Lord now. And my heart rate's going down. My blood pressure's going down. I'm going to receive the healing angels to come and minister to me now and the refreshing for my soul. Verse 3, he refreshes and restores my life, myself. He leads me in the paths of righteousness. I really am convinced that you can't appreciate or take into your life the effects of, that's what I was trying to get to. You can't take in the effect of righteousness. You're righteous and nothing's going to change that. But you can't live the righteousness out with peace and rest and confidence unless you take time to get a green pasture experience and let your soul be at rest and take some time to let the Lord minister back to you. Righteousness then, the effect of it, you know, the power of it, the peace of it, and the understanding that you're secure and you're not going anywhere and God's not going anywhere, you'll lose that if you get into nervous anxiety and fear and frustration. And this introduction in Psalms 23 is such a powerful word. It says that he refreshes and restores my life. He leads me in the paths of righteousness, uprightness, and right standing, not for my earning it, but for his sake. You'll find that if you'll find that green pasture spot, if you'll begin to lay out before the Lord and just meditate upon the faithfulness of the Father and the goodness of the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of God. That's for you are with me. Now, death is a shadow. Death is not real, folks. I know we've been to the funerals. I've had several this year. I know we say goodbye to the body and we're not able to call them on the phone. I know mom and dad are gone, but eternity, eternal immortal life never changes. You have everlasting life. It's a shadow. Death is a shadow. That's why the sting is gone. That's why the pain is gone. When we do say goodbye to someone on this physical side, we're weeping not because of hopelessness, but because just the emotions of losing a loved one, a friend. We won't be able to have them in our company anymore. That's a sad thing in the human side. But on the spiritual side, they are not dead. We know that. Death is a shadow. I love that. Praise God. There's no sting to death. He says, your rod to protect and your staff to guide, they comfort me. How can a rod and a staff comfort? Oh, in this society we're in, nobody wants a yoke. Nobody wants to be told what to do. Nobody wants to, you know, to have any kind of hand on them. They call it oppression. You're trying to ruin my life. And yet, the rod and the staff, it's that one with a crook in the end. The shepherd's staff was to catch that little lamb if it fell over a bank or in a ditch, and you could get the crook around them and pull them out to safety. And the rod was for killing snakes. That thing would go out there and just hit a snake good and knock it out of this world. The rod and the staff, they comfort me. You need to understand the authority of God in your life, and that brings comfort. You know that you're not in this by yourself. One of the worst things you can do is give a 3, 4, 5-year-old his head or her head, you know, or let them do what they want. Never correct them. Never say no. They're not old enough to understand how to guide themselves. That's why they have mothers and fathers. That's why you have pastors and spiritual leaders in the early time. Now, you don't live like that all the time. There's just like babies in the home and teenagers. There's a time they graduate and they are launched into their world. Why? Because by then, mom and dad have taught them how to live this life and do the right thing. The rod and the staff, they do that. They comfort me. I know I have a shepherd. I know I have an overseer. I know God is in charge. He's in charge of my life. And he will guide me, and he will safely get me to the other side of Jordan, as they say. We're going to go over because we can't go under. Amen. So Psalms 23 is a doorway into the world of God. Take some time this week. Spend some time in Psalms 23 and ask the Lord to tell you some things. Now, you may be surprised at this, but I don't know everything. Thank you for laughing. Okay, that's good. You need to hear from the Lord yourself. You need to open the book, open the scriptures, and let the Lord speak to you out of that. Read them, meditate upon them, close your eyes, put the Bible, you know, on your lap if you want, just relax, and then read them one more time, and then think and let the Lord speak to you in your mind and your spirit. You'll be amazed what you get out of these doorways. There's some entrance in to God's world that are just amazing. Verse 5, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You know what that tells me? In the midst of this chaotic, crazy society and all the truckloads of fear that is going around, God says, I got a table for you, spreading it out for you. In the midst of my enemies. The enemies are shouting. They're screaming at us. They're telling us they're taking us down, the end of the world. Yet God says, hold on. In the midst of that, I got a table. It's spread with good stuff. So don't be afraid of that. He's not going to run out. You anoint my head with oil. Oh, thank God for the anointing. Right in the middle of all this. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow you. Now, I told you the other day, that's two angels named Goodness and Mercy. They follow you, and they protect you, and they walk with you, and they help you. All the days of my life, through the length of days, the house of the Lord and his presence shall be my dwelling place. Oh, wow. Well, I've gone a little over our budget today, but I wanted to finish the 23rd Psalm so you could see those doorways. And I want you to step into those doorways this week. Get some green pasture time. Let him speak to you about supply. Let him emphasize and introduce you to goodness and mercy so that you can and know that you should and will spend all your days in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Well, thank you for coming by. I love the Word, and I love the Spirit, and I love you all. The ones I know, I love, and the ones I don't know, I love in advance. Amen. Thanks for subscribing. Thanks for comments and all the things you do to help the internet business. If God's nudging you to send us a financial blessing, right down there in PayPal, you can do it, or snail mail through the address. Amen. Well, until tomorrow, we will see you in the morning, bright and early. And because of that, we will find out when we wake up that God is still there, and he is still faithful, and he will never, never leave us. God bless.